Oh, yeah.
And where did you keep your wheat?
We call it wheat bins. Uh-huh. Sometimes we build a box in the barn, or in the smokehouse, or something like that.
Yeah, well, you haven't mentioned the smokehouse before. What was that like?
Well, some people kept their meats and stuff like that in there. I guess they salt their meat down and...
Uh-huh. Was that a small building, too?
It was a small building built out of logs.
Now, what did you call the upper part of the barn where you put the...
Loft.
Did people around here ever call it a mow?
Yeah, I remember that now.
Uh-huh.
Mow the barn.
Uh-huh. And when you harvested hay, what did you call the things you put it in after you cut the hay?
Things we put it in.
You know, when you piled it up.
Called it shock.
All right.
Hay shocks.
Now the hay shocks. Was the hay? Now the hay shock would be the whole thing, wouldn't it?
No. They call the hay shock, and then the hay stack would be the.
The haystack would be the big.
That's right.
The big thing. But weren't the shocks the hay shocks? Did you tie it? No, was the hay shock just made out of one collection, or was it in smaller?
It's made about a hay shock, what we called a hay shock back then, about what two men could carry, and they had poles. Two nice little slick poles, and they'd run them in under this and carry it to this stack.
Mm-hmm.
To stack it.
I see.
They either carry it or get run these poles under it and pick up one end of it and let the other end drag. If it was on the hillside, you could drag it down.
Mm-hmm.
To the stack pretty easy.
I see. And how high was the stack? Well, a full stack.
How's that? I'd say 12, about 12, 15 feet.
Uh-huh. And how far? Did it go pretty much straight up and down, or did it come out pretty far?
Well, you started pretty well small down here at the bottom. I'd say, I was going to make a guess, about eight feet in diameter.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd get larger up to about the middle of it, and then you'd taper it back to a point at the top so it shed water.
I see.
And so, as it shed all this bottom down here, it wouldn't get wet at all.
So it was bigger, it was almost bigger?
Bigger in the center.
Uh-huh. It didn't look just like a mound, though, did it? Did it look something like that, the whole thing?
Uh-uh.
Or could you kind of draw
here? A haystack?
Yeah, what a...
A haystack would be built kind of like this.
Mm-hmm. I see.
That'd be the bottom. See, it'd be bigger here, and this water would shed off, wouldn't hit this down here. I didn't come out of here hard to burn it.
Mm-hmm.
It would be something like that.
I see.
See, when this water went off here, why, this other down here, it all stayed dry.
Uh-huh. And before you put it in the stack, those smaller things, those were the shocks.
That's right.
Did anybody ever have any kind of have the haystack covered in any way?
No, I don't recall. I have noted a few taking oilcloth out in where all they'd have on their table in the kitchen and just first put up a stack and take it out there and put it over till it settled and looked like it's coming a storm or something to keep from taking water.
All right. And what animals did you have in the farm? You mentioned sheep. And oxen, but I wanted to ask you about the oxen later, but what else did you have besides sheep and oxen?
Well, there were very few people had any horses. There was few people had goats.